Iraq's Kurdish leaders are calling on the U.S. military to release an Iranian official who was detained in northern Iraq last week. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports, the Kurds are worried that growing tensions with Iran could threaten their stability and economic success.
The Suleimania Palace is considered the best hotel in this Kurdish city. Foreign diplomats, soldiers, and businessmen often pass through its lobby. When the governor of Suleimania invited a large trade delegation from Iran last week, he put them up here. Eyewitnesses say at 4:30 in the morning last Friday, American soldiers in civilian vehicles pulled up and then went to the room of one of the Iranians named Mahmoud Farhadi. When Farhadi answered the knock at his door, the American soldiers detained him and quickly led him out of the building. Dana Majid, the Suleimania governor, was furious.
It was a very bad operations coming from the American special forces.
Majid rejects the U.S. military's contention that Mahmoud Farhadi was arming and training insurgents in Iraq. The governor acknowledges that Farhadi is a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, but he says he was here to expedite trade and transit from Iran to Kurdistan. On Monday, Iran demanded Farhadi's release and shut down the border crossings to Iraqi Kurdistan. Majid says the move may paralyze the economy of his landlocked region.
70% of what the people needs here is coming from Iran. It means our economies and our foods, our fuels depend on what's coming from Iran. It's very bad.
Though the Kurds are close American allies, they also take care to avoid provoking their large and powerful neighbor to the east. Sheikh Jaffer is a Kurdish commander who spent years fighting against a Taliban-like group called Ansar al-Islam, which he says gets support from Iran.
They were sheltered, they were given even weapons and supplies.
Jaffer says earlier this year, Ansar al-Islam launched several new cross-border raids from Iranian territory. And on August 16th, Iran began a cross-border artillery barrage at several points along the frontier, which has continued on and off for more than a month and forced more than 1,000 Kurdish civilians to flee their homes. In the remote mountain border district of Sewa, Kurdish officials showed a visitor entire orchards and fields that were reduced to ashes by Iranian rocket salvos.
You see over there, it's all black.
Standing next to the ruins of a one-story stone hut, Hassan Mohammadi, one of the few villagers left here, described the bombardment.
There were days when 20 to 30 rockets would village. In the beginning, we took our wives and children down to the valley to hide under a bridge.
Iran says the artillery barrage is aimed at destroying Pejak. Since 2003, this shadowy group of mostly Iranian Kurds has been launching raids into Iran from bases on the Iraqi side of the border. Pejak's headquarters is in a remote valley, which was also recently shelled by Iran. Next to a mountain stream, male and female militants dressed in green Kurdish combat fatigues smoked cigarettes in the shade. One of Pejak's commanders, Biryar Gabar, claims his fighters killed more than 100 Iranian soldiers last month and shot down a helicopter while repelling a series of Iranian ground offensives into Iraqi Kurdistan. Gabar says he and his 2,000 fighters are struggling to establish a secular democracy in Iran. And he claims Pejak's leader, Rahman Haj Ahmadi, established ties with the U.S. government during a recent visit to Washington. But Gabar refused to offer details on the nature of the alleged relations. Pejak may seem like a natural ally for the Bush administration in its growing confrontation with Tehran, but the group is an offshoot of another Kurdish separatist group called the PKK, which the U.S. has officially labeled a terrorist organization. Iran has repeatedly accused the U.S. of supporting Pejak. The American embassy in Baghdad denies any U.S. contact or support for either separatist group. Ivan Watson, NPR News in Iraqi Kurdistan.